Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this differently scheduled Sunday morning as we share in our annual congregational meeting following this time of worship. Lots of different details happen on a day like this, and I forgot one that I just thought of when somebody asked about the bells. When the bells ring at 10:30, that does not mean worship is over. Okay, but they will ring at 10:30. Maybe you'll be able to hear them, so be aware of that. In our worship of God this morning, may you know the peace of the Lord and the joy of God in your heart. Share some announcements starting this Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 6:50 p.m. Anybody that wants to gather for conversation and discussion, you could read about this in the last visitor. I will be in the parlor on Wednesday evenings through the sermon series. If you want to have a conversation and discussion about today's sermon or last week's sermon, we'll be there for that time of conversation. Third Thursday Senior Citizen Luncheon happens this week, beginning at 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. And if you look in your bulletin on page 6, you'll see that we have put together a time to join with the Faith and Family Night with the Toledo Walleye hockey team. So that will be on March 5th, so be aware of looking for that. And then as the annual meeting follows, so following our time of worship, we'll take a brief break to transition and get things ready, and then we'll begin that meeting as soon as we can. Remember, the mission of the month is Church World Service and the cleanup kits. And with all of that offered, I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
A place of sorrow and love, the innocent Savior, broken and bleeding for us. The nails in his hands, thorns on his brow. Rivers of mercy endlessly flowing down. The Son of God, I am lifted up. The Father's love came pouring down for us. He has overcome. Thank you.
Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 22, and Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Let's pray. Dear God, as we come to worship you this morning, help us to clear our minds of the busyness of our lives and to focus on you. Make us aware through your Holy Spirit of your presence among us. May the words we speak and the songs we sing and the thoughts we think be pleasing to you. In Christ we pray, amen.
Please rise as you're able. Our first song is going to be At Your Name. And in the chorus it says, "Lord of all the earth, we shout your name, filling up the skies with endless praise, endless praise." Let's shout to the Lord as we sing At Your Name.
Thank you. children who are here to come forward for a children's message together. Good morning. Today we're going to hear about Jesus, and there's a lot to talk about Jesus, so I was just going to focus on one of my favorite stories, and it was when Jesus was a kid. He was a small kid, and he, with his parents, went to the temple, and the temple is something like the church, kind of like how you came with your family here today, right? But back then, it was far to travel to the temple, and so you only maybe did it a few times a year, but it was a big celebration. It was Passover, something big like Christmas or Easter, something big that everyone was going to go celebrate together. Jesus, I can imagine, was being excited to celebrate Jesus and his love and his goodness. So they were there, and they worshiped, and they celebrated, and then it was time to go home. How many of you traveled during Christmas break? You went somewhere. I know the roads were kind of frozen. Maybe people didn't. No one went anywhere? Everyone stayed home? Have you ever traveled somewhere to go visit someone? Visit grandparents or other family? How did you get there?
A plane.
Plane?
I took a plane to Texas.
You took a plane or maybe a car?
Mm-hmm. A car all the way to Louisville.
Do you think they had planes and cars back in Jesus' day? No. They had to walk or take donkeys, and they walked in these big groups of people to where they're going. And they're walking, and now I have a trick. I'm going to make a kid disappear. So I need you all to close your eyes. Everyone close their eyes. And open them. A kid has disappeared. Jesus has gone missing as they're traveling. They can't find Jesus, and the parents get worried, and they begin to look for him, and they go back to Jerusalem where they last saw him. Now, he's a 12-year-old boy. Where might you expect to find a 12-year-old? If a 12-year-old got lost, where would you look for him?
Everywhere around the world.
In the forest. If this 12-year-old loved baseball, where might you find him?
In the baseball
field. If this 12-year-old loved fishing, where might you find him?
Fishing pond.
By a fishing pond. If this 12-year-old loves books, where might you find him?
Library.
Library, right? They found Jesus at the temple, at the church. Why do you think they found Jesus there? What do you think Jesus loved? God and hearing his word. They found him there, and the teachers were there, the pastors were there, and they were amazed how clever Jesus was, how wise he was, the questions he was asking, the love he had for God. So we have Jesus here as a boy who is wise and he loves God. You think God wants you to be wise and know him?
Yeah.
He wants you to be wise and know him. Not just know what's right, the right things, but the right things to do. That's wisdom. Do you think God wants you to love him? Yeah, to love him. Oh no. God wants you to love him as well. How do you think we get to love God? Where can we go to learn to love God? We can come here, right? Or we could go Sunday school. We can be with our family with prayers and devotions or with our time in our own Bibles. And I guarantee you spend time there, like Jesus spent time in the temple, you'll get to love God because you'll see what he's done for you and you'll see how much he's loved you. So let's pray, okay?
Maybe like this.
We can pray like this. Dear God, we thank you for all that you have done for us, what Jesus has done for us. And may you help us to love you more and more each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now we're going to invite four adults to the steps at the front of the church, for we have the joy of welcoming four new adults into the membership of St. John's. So Jane Buckenmeyer, please come forward, Buffy Riley, and Sean and Jenna Stuckey. But there's a fifth one, because I did invite Dean to come forward with Jane. In case you need that, you're ready. One for both of you. By standing before God in this congregation, you are affirming your desire to join the membership of this church. Having participated in membership orientation sessions, you have come here this morning to be formally received into this family of God's people. It has been a real joy to get to know each of you, and today we rejoice that your journey of faith has led you to join the membership of St. John's Christian Church, and we celebrate your presence with us in this faith community.
Listen to these words of scripture from John 15, which Jesus offers in regards to being joined together. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
It is through faith in Jesus Christ that you are being received into the membership of this congregation. So now let us affirm our common faith through the words and the meaning of the Apostles' Creed. So I invite us all to share in the words of the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From then the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We are a congregation that believes in the triune God, as we just sang, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And having affirmed our faith together, I now ask you the following questions of faith. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, answer, I do. Do you promise, by the grace of God, to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, answer, I promise with the help of God. Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering his mission in all the world? If so, answer, I promise with the help of God. Do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves this community and the world? If so, answer, I promise with the help of God.
Let the congregation of St. John's Christian Church express their welcome and affirm their mutual ministry in Christ using the words of the congregational response, which is printed in the worship bulletin. As you join the membership of this congregation, we promise to you our friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and ministries of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together and be witnesses of our risen Lord. Welcome to our fellowship. Let us pray. Mighty and gracious God, is with a spirit of joy and celebration that we praise you for bringing us together in the church. and welcoming all who would trust and believe in Christ as Lord. In your name, we welcome Jane, Buffy, Sean, and Jenna into our faith community. And together, may we worship and praise you. May we continue to grow in faith together. And may we serve you as we minister to others. In your name, amen.
I extend the right hand of Christian fellowship to you as we welcome you into this church membership. So blessings and thank you for being here. I also hand you a church membership survival kit that you can look at later. It includes such things as a pencil to remember to list your blessings daily, and there's a piece of paper in each of the packets to give you a scripture verse. There is a lifesaver to remember that the Lord is present to help, based on Psalm 46:1. So you can look at that and enjoy. And if I have this right, there's your membership certificate. Both of yours is in there, okay? One for both. And there you go. You may take your seats as we sing the song.
We come together as one body of Christ. Our God has made us one, number 287.